Dixie's 890 KDXU, and that's These Dreams with Heart. And as promised, we have on the line with us right now Marie Osmond. Marie, I hope you can hear me down there.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Larry.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about some of the things. You're coming down here for a visit and a big concert.
I sure am, on the 31st.
Yep, the Spirit of Dixie celebration over in the Sun Bowl. Now, I understand this thing's going to be one of those huge sort of type of spectaculars.
Well, everything that I have heard indicates that to me. And they say that it's going to be incredible. I'm going to be there as far as to do a concert and things like that. But from what I understand, I guess there's going to be hundreds of children that are going to be doing some kind of an opening kind of a ceremony. They're going to have an amazing fireworks display. And it's supposed to, I guess there's like a big live band after my concert so people can hang around and dance. And
oh, this is going to be great then.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It sounds great.
This is pageantry max, right?
Well, from what I understand it is.
Hey, this does sound like fun. Fireworks and the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about, we talked a long time ago. We were comparing notes before we went on the air. I guess it's been almost 3 years since you had your bout of laryngitis when you were going to be down here before.
Yeah, I guess that we were trying to figure that out. I think it was about 3 years ago.
And now you have a little daughter.
I do.
And
she... I have three children.
All right.
How did that happen? I'm a nice girl.
Well, things happen like that when you get married.
No, hey. I have wonderful kids, and life is great, and yeah, a lot's happened in 3 years.
Let's talk a little bit about your career. You've been going a little bit more on the country vein of late.
Well, I've always loved country music. I mean, my first country record was Paper Roses,
mm-hmm.
and I was about 13 years old when I recorded that, about 12 and a half.
Oh, my gracious.
And, you know, with the television show and things like that, you know, I was always the country entity. But in the last few years, I have been very fortunate. I've had, you know, songs like No Stop on Your Heart and Meet Me in Montana and, you know, various songs like that that have really been wonderful. I do love country music, and I think out of my whole family, I'm the one that that started out with a great love for country.
Well, I know that I know your older brothers have been involved with some quartet work with country too, haven't they?
I'm sorry, I missed.
Your older brothers have been involved with a little bit of country too, haven't they?
Yeah, they did. They did for a little while, and they love country music as well.
Well, this has been quite a variety of music that's been produced by the Osmond family. Then, this must be fun to do all sorts of music then.
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of us in the family, and we all have our various interests and love. Donnie definitely loves contemporary, and I'm definitely the one that loves country. And, you know, we're all very much individuals. It's not like we music hop. We don't do that necessarily. But we all have the areas that we really enjoy.
Let's talk a little bit about your career. Now, with country, that's a little bit of a different venue. You travel into different places than you do with rock music, don't you?
Well, I think that they all stay pretty busy. This year, the show that I'm bringing in on the 31st is a real fun show. I have a great band.
Uh-huh.
And we've been doing a lot of touring this year with like Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. We've worked with people like Clint Black, Randy Travis, Hank Williams Jr., George Strait, people like that. And so it's really fun. This year I'm working about 260 dates this year.
Wow.
So I'm very, very busy, and it's a fun show, and hopefully we'll have a good time there.
Are you able to take your family with you most of the time?
I do. You know, I grew up that way, and it seems to work out really well, and they enjoy it, so as long as they do, I do.
Well, see, Alan has his son singing now. Is there plans for the Osmond daughters to get something going, too?
Well, if they want to, they can. That's really pretty much up to them. But as a matter of fact, I did a Christmas show this year that I think showed down in St. George,
mm-hmm.
And his boys were on that show with me as well. So they're doing great, and I'm really happy for them.
Between now and the time you get here on the 31st, where will you be headed? Do you have an idea? Or do they just say, Marie, you're headed in this direction, and we'll wave you off the road at the appropriate stops?
Oh, like Texas, and I'll be in Nashville.
Wow.
Pretty much a lot of different places.
Do you ever get tired of the traveling?
You know, I have a lot of friends in this business and a lot of people who do a lot of touring on the road. And I don't know if it's because I grew up doing it. I can make the road a lot of fun,
mm-hmm.
and it can be very enjoyable, and that's the way I like to keep it. I really love people, and I love what I do. I have a great support system as far as my family, and I'm speaking of, you know, my husband, my children. They're very supportive, and as well as my parents and my family as a child. But it really helps to have that support system, and we really do go out of our way to enjoy traveling. I think there's a lot of beautiful places in the world that we're fortunate to see, and I really do enjoy what I do.
Are there any places that you, well, I know you must, it sounds obvious that you must look forward to the different areas you go into, but are there any particular places that you say, aha, boy, I'm glad I have a concert here?
St. George.
Well, outside of St. George.
It's beautiful there. It really is. You know, my parents are living there.
Uh-huh.
And they absolutely love it. They say that Utah's too cold. But one of the things is every place that you go, really, Larry, there's beauty in every place, whether it's desert or, farmland, whatever it is. It doesn't matter whether you're in St. George or in Australia or France, whatever. Every place has its beauty. And that's one of the things that hopefully my kids enjoy. We take them around and show them a lot of the beautiful sights. And like there, the beautiful mountains. And it's just gorgeous there. It really is.
As you've been involved with country music of late, is there any particular area that surprised you about how warm country music was received?
No, I think that's what, if I understand your question,
mm-hmm.
There is a really wonderful following for country music. They're very supportive, and they remember Paper Roses. You know, I mean, they're really amazing, and they're very loyal, and they come back to the shows. Country music has a wonderful following, and I'm really I really love being involved in it.
Are there plans to do any more with rock and roll music too for Marie Osmond?
No, Larry, Marie never did rock and roll. The only time I ever did anything like it was maybe in a part on Donnie and Marie shows, and that was Variety.
Uh-huh.
But as far as recording, as a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why Donnie and I split up, because we started recording country with songs like Leaving It All Up to You and Make the World Go Away. And then he wanted to go more progressive, and that's when I said, you know, I really am supportive of what you're doing, but I really love country music.
So that the stuff about a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll was the truth.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's still applicable.
It just wasn't show. It was a real thing.
What's that?
It wasn't show. It was the real thing.
No, like I said, my first hit record, my first number one record, I was 12 and a half years old. So I do love country music.
Well, that's super. And once again, it's March 31st. At the Sun Bowl here, right?
That's right. And it's been a while since I've been in St. George, and I'm looking forward to it. It's hopefully people will enjoy the show, and we have a few surprises in it that I think they'll like. And besides that, I heard that the whole production is going to be a really enjoyable evening.
That's great. Tickets are available at the Dixie Center box office, we understand. Marie Osmond, thank you for being with us.
Hey, Larry, you're a human and a half. You know that?
Well, so are you. That's great. We're looking forward to seeing you down here.
All right. We'll see you there.
Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.